Welcome back to the victorious Commodore locker room tonight. Vanderbilt, a 96-83 winner over South Carolina. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight and go with co-players of the game, Jermaine Beal and A.J. Ogilvie. Jermaine Beal, 27 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. A.J. Ogilvie, 28 points, 5 rebounds. You see what happened at Georgia with 57 points, and all of a sudden this offensive onslaught tonight. What was the difference from Georgia to tonight?
We were obviously very disappointed with our effort at Georgia, and we really didn't come out to play there. So we worked hard at offense the past couple of days, and we were really clicking tonight. And this is one of those nights.
You guys look like from the very beginning you were just on the attack all the time. Even when South Carolina pressed you, you guys got into a situation where you threw it over the top and then attacked the rim.
Right. Coach told us to come out, just have fun and be aggressive and be loose. And everybody's feeling good. I mean, we was in the locker room having fun. We just came out and had fun tonight and it showed on the court.
Devin Downey, he got his average, but he had to take 27 shots to get his points. So that's one of those things where if he's going to get that many points, you got to let him have that many shots.
Right. I mean, anytime Downey, like, he made some awesome shots out there, but I think we did a nice job as a team of holding him to 27 shots and getting his average. So that's a pretty good job on us.
Dominic Archie, the other big scorer for South Carolina, he only had 7 points. He did not score in the first half.
Yeah, he was matching up a lot more with our three men, but we tried to focus a lot on keeping him off the boards because we know he's athletic and we know he likes to get to offensive rebounds. So that was a major focus for us.
The game early on was very physical. There was some stuff going on at the beginning of the game, technical foul with an elbow. You guys seemed to adjust to that very early tonight.
Yeah, it comes down to when it is this time of year, everyone's fighting for spots and everyone's coming out to fight every night. So we knew it was going to be a rough game and we were just something we had to adjust to. You kind of can't take a step backwards on your own floor.
Now you're on the road against maybe the best team in the SEC and LSU.
Right. We have a big challenge ahead of us for Wednesday, but mainly our main goal right now is to come in and get better and practice Monday and Tuesday and just have fun. And hopefully we can have the same show on Wednesday.
Thanks a lot. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Joe Fisher and Coach Kevin Stallings after these words from GEICO.